I'm Jamie Dunn, and this is Past Due.
As the third month Illinois has gone without a state budget nears its end, some programs have recently gotten funding. Many others are still waiting and starting to feel the pinch. There's also a new development with state employee health coverage. I sat down with WUIS's Sean Crawford to chat about that and more.
Jamie, a few programs recently got the green light for funding. What are they and why was that money released?
An early intervention program that's for young children who have disabilities. It's various types of therapy, like physical therapy and speech therapy. The money for that got released. The comptroller said that the state was getting lots of calls about that program. There was a rally scheduled to try to push for that funding to be released. So the comptroller's office went back and looked at a lot of those legal agreements called consent decrees to see if they could cover this program. Turns out they can, so they were able to release the funding for that program. And then another program that provides home care for seniors, a judge ruled that the state needs to start paying providers for that program as well.
Well, the state also recently announced it can't make payments to doctors and others who provide health care to state workers. Is there any new development there?
That came as a bit of a shock to state workers and to the unions that represent them. That announcement made about a couple weeks ago on the CMS website, kind of quietly. Since then, AFSCME, which represents a lot of those workers that are covered by the health plans, has sued the state over making those payments to providers. They filed that suit in the same jurisdiction that the lawsuit was filed that is allowing state workers to currently be paid. Don't know if that necessarily means that they'll be successful in this suit, but they did file that suit. And currently, some of those programs, the self-insured programs, the payments aren't being made. It doesn't seem like so far providers have been asking for full payment for medical services up front, but that's something that folks have said could be a possibility if this drags on, that providers might ask for you to, if you're a state worker, go ahead and pay your medical bills up front, which would be pretty difficult for certain things.
So while much of state government is being funded, even without a budget, some areas are not. What are you hearing about some of those programs?
There's a lot of news kind of trickling out over this last week or so, and folks who listen to the station, a lot have probably heard some of it. The funding for the state's Endangered Species Board has been eliminated. Not a lot of money there. That's just a few hundred thousand dollars. That group tracks animals and plants that might be, you know, in danger in the state, maintains that list, kind of keeps tabs on how those species are doing. The Soil and Water Conservation Districts locally, some of them are saying that they could really be in trouble if they don't get their state funding. Some are doing okay and have reserve and have some time, but there is some concern locally. And of course, that's something that, you know, farmers and other folks are very interested in. Along the lines of agriculture as well, the University of Illinois has announced that it will probably close down some crop research that it's doing off of campus, kind of anticipating that its budget will likely be cut when it finally gets a budget. Of course, higher ed is one of the big areas that's not getting funding right now. And so universities are really trying to figure out how to plan, and a lot of them are anticipating cuts. Lots of social services not being funded, autism programs for people with epilepsy, and some addiction treatment programs here in the Springfield area in Jacksonville. There's a detox program that's scheduled to close at the end of the month due to lack of state funding. And a lot of programs for the homeless are already shutting down. The Chicago Coalition for the Homeless estimates about a third of providers for homeless services are struggling or closing their doors at this point.
And at the same time, lawmakers are considering several bills that would fund various areas of government. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, so the Senate approved roughly $4 billion in spending, and that covers a lot of things. It would send motor fuel tax money to local governments for road construction and capital projects. That comes out of a special fund, and the money is there for that. It's just that it's not going to local governments because there's no appropriation authority for it to go to them. And of course, we've talked to some mayors in the past who have said that there's some concern about those road construction projects, you know, getting completed in the summer construction season if they don't get that money. That spending would also cover some of those autism and epilepsy programs that I mentioned, a burial for the poor that the state chips in on, money for lottery winners. The lottery winners are suing the state currently because they're not getting their payouts. But Rauner's aides have indicated that he will veto that legislation if it does pass in the House, because for most of those things, there just simply isn't the money for it. The Senate has also approved funding for MAP grants. Again, anyone who's in college right now or has a kid or a grandkid in college might be aware that the MAP grant funding has been frozen, along with, you know, lots of other areas of state funding. And many universities have said that they'll honor those MAP grants for this semester, but there is some concern about what will happen if that money doesn't come through soon, whether students might have to pay it back, or what university is going to do, you know, with the money that they've honored, and whether students who need them for next semester will even get them. So the Senate's approved that. Not a clear indication from the Rauner administration as to whether he would sign that legislation. That's something that is a very popular program, and you see students have been lobbying for that funding. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. And then there's another bill that's not a funding bill, but it could reverse the cuts to the state museum system. There's legislation out there that would actually require that the state operate the state museum sites and keep them open to the public. Doesn't have the money to do that, but it would require by law that those sites remain open.
And Illinois now in its third month of the new fiscal year without a state budget.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.